Hi, my name is Trent Jenkins. So glad to be with you here today. I don't know about you, but I grew up with a dad that was a general contractor, and I was on construction sites all of my life growing up. And you have this chance to be able to walk through this raw building of just studs and cement and metal, and there was this idea that it would become something great, but you couldn't see it quite then. I'd end up going through some homes recently of some family members, and there's all of these studs and walls. You even talk to the carpenters, and they don't know what it's going to look like. They just know I have to build this wall here. But there is this architect with this master plan behind it all. He knows where every wall goes, what the finishes will look like, what the paint colors will be, and it will be this amazing structure. But you can't see it when you're walking through these studs. I think that's a lot of times the way it is with our life and the journey that we are on in faith, that we're walking through these empty walls of studs and it's so hard to see the finished product. We're taking a look today at the Hall of Faith and the life of Joseph. And we take a look and it's found in verse 22. It says this, "By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones." So what instructions did he give and what's the statement? Well, we can turn to Genesis chapter 50 and we're going to find his words right here. He says this, "I'm about to die, but God will surely come to your aid and take you up out of this land to the land he promised an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And Joseph made the Israelites swear an oath and said, "God will surely come to your aid and then you must carry my bones up from this place." Now, I don't know about you, but I expected Joseph to be known for his faith and building and interpreting dreams. And we think of Joseph as the dreamer, the 17-year-old boy with his coat of many colors. But his statement of faith is about going back to the land of Israel, or the chosen place for God's people. Well, there's this master plan, right? And he's talking about bringing his bones back to this place. And it's referring to Abraham, his forefather. Now we take a look and it's ultimately Abraham buys this plot of land to be able to bury his wife, Sarah. And in this, they were kind of negotiating, "Oh, just bury her, like lease the land." He's like, no, I want to buy it. And through this negotiation, he buys the lot and the land with the cave for this burial site that had never been used before. Well, what did he do here? He established a place for generations to come to be able to go back to that place to be able to bury their relatives. We think about it today in California and around the United States, when there's a construction site and all of a sudden a burial site is uncovered, it is very significant, especially for the Native Americans. They realize, no, this was a place of our forefathers that you're not going to disturb. This proves that this was our land. And there's this great master plan here where Abraham ended up buying this land, and then Isaac goes back, and then Jacob goes back, and now Joseph will be going back to this place. When he went to bury his father, he actually brought an entire Egyptian entourage to be able to bury his father there. You see, there's a bigger plan at stake. And even in Joseph's life, he may have seen this dream at the age of 17. He was sold into slavery, went into Potiphar's house, ends up getting falsely accused, getting put into prison, ends up still interpreting other dreams for other men, and still waits 2 years longer before he's ever brought to Pharaoh. You know, it says that it was age 30 when he entered the service of Pharaoh. Wow, 13 years before he's ever even into a place of greatness. But check this out. It's another 7 years. Another 7 years before his dream ever comes to fruition, where his brothers come seeking food and they bow before their brother. 20 years before he ever gets to see that dream come to reality. I just want to encourage you here today is that there is a greater plan for you. And you might be going through a time of despair and you might not be able to see the finish line, but keep holding the line. Keep walking in faith because God's got a plan for you. You may be going through a season of gloom. You may not be able to see through the fog, but God has sunny days for you ahead. Don't give up hope. Don't get discouraged, but lift your head high and know that you serve a God that is greater than your circumstances. Let's walk in faith and realize there's a master architect that is building something great for us to be a part of. Have a great day.